This is Kate from ConversationsWithKate.net, inviting you to improve your listening comprehension by listening to my conversations with guests from all over the world. I created this podcast for English language learners who want to feel comfortable in English conversations for business, travel, or pleasure. By listening to real conversations between me and a native or non-native English speaker, you will improve your understanding of different English accents, connected speech, and you'll learn interesting things about people, language, and travel along the way. My goal is to connect cultures through conversation. We'll improve understanding of our world and each other. Thank you for joining us. This is episode number 64. My guest today is Inés Ramos. Inés is a Spanish teacher and self-proclaimed culture nerd from Madrid, Spain, who's been living abroad since 2013, first in London and now in Austin, Texas, in the US. After working as a historian for 10 years, she decided to change her career and become a certified language teacher to help build connections between cultures. I love that. She's currently working as an online teacher. She has her own online teaching business called the Spanish Language and Culture Academy. Welcome to the podcast, Inés.
Thank you.
You wrote in your bio that you were born in Madrid or right outside of Madrid.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. You also spent time in the mountains, which aren't too far there from where I was, in La Alberca and north of Salamanca in Zamora. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. It's like 4 hours by car from Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
Really pretty up there.
I loved the mountains. I loved the mountains so much because it reminded me of the mountains where I live here in the Appalachian mm-hmm. Mountains.
Yeah, those must be so pretty. I'm so jealous because here in Texas, well, we do have hills, which are pretty too, but we don't have like high mountains. And I do miss that a lot.
Mm-hmm. So I like to start off with giving people a little background. So you were born near Madrid, and tell us what it was like for you growing up. And I love this question. When did you first become aware of other languages?
Oof. That's a tricky one. But I guess the first contact with a different language for real was when I was 5. And that was the first time I traveled abroad. I went with my parents to Paris. I remember it was really cool because we went by train, actually. So we slept on the train and everything, and I still remember that. So that was the first time that I was in a foreign country.
And as far as learning formal English, that happened then as soon as you started school?
People my generation, because now they're starting earlier. We used to start to study English, which was our first foreign language, when we were, I think, 9 years old. So that would be the fourth grade, something like that. But actually, my father started teaching me before, I think a year before that. So that I already had, you know, like I got handle of the language. Mm-hmm. So I started learning with him a bit, you know, like basic words, basic sentences, like the present tense and things like that. So I started when I was 8 with my dad, and then at school when I was like 9. I still make mistakes here and there when I speak, right? But I control it. I got it, right? But phrasal verbs, like prepositions, and when to say in, when to say on, when to say at, it's not so easy. It's not so obvious, you know? And sometimes it depends on the verb you're using. It's yeah. followed by in or on, and remembering that, it's so difficult. So
tell me a little bit more about your experience as an expat. I mean, an expat means you're really not going back to Spain, or how do you define expat?
Oh, no. No, it does not mean that at all. Expat just means, for me, it just means that you live in a foreign country and you live there for a long period, not just like 3 months and then I come back.
Uh-huh.
For me, it means that you really try to fit in the new culture and country and society, and you try to become as much of a local as possible, But it doesn't mean that you're never going back to your country. Like for me, I would love to go back to Spain in the future sometime. I don't know when, and I don't have like any specific plan so far. But if I thought I'm never going back to Spain, I would get so depressed because I love my country, you know, so I want to go back someday. Yeah. Not just on holidays, but to live there.
From what I understand, some expats really don't try to integrate, you know, and to learn as much as possible.
Yes, that is true.
Really unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. I know some, especially British expats, that used to live in Spain, and maybe some of them had lived there for almost 2 years, and they only met people, they only made friends with people that were also experts, especially British or American experts, and they never tried to learn the language. They never tried to make friends with Spaniards. And I always thought that was really sad, because it's like you live here, but you're like on your own bubble, on your own expat English speaking bubble. And what's the point, really? What's the point of living in a different country if you're still going to be like your tourist bubble, if you're just visiting, or on your expat bubble, right? Mm-hmm. I also knew when, because I used to go to England every summer for like 10 years or so, and sometimes I went there with Spaniards, or sometimes I met Spaniards once I was there. And always, I also saw that Spaniards tend to stick to other Spaniards as well when they are in the UK. And I always try to avoid it, because I used to think, what's the point? Like, I can meet Spaniards any day of my life. I'm from Spain. So if I'm in a different country, I want to meet people from that country and maybe from other countries as well, but not Spaniards. I mean, it's okay. It's not like I refuse to meet them if I could, you know, but I wasn't purposely trying to just meet Spaniards. I was trying to meet people from the country and to learn about the culture and improve my English and learn about other ways of life and other points of view as well, which is great. Because it's always like when you live in your country and you never live abroad, you always think that there's one way to do things, and that's like the only way. And always somehow assume that everywhere else in the world, they do this the same way, right? Because that's the way we do things, period. Right. And then when you move abroad, you realize that that's not it. Like, there's so many different ways to do everyday stuff, right? All of them are valid, or maybe not, but then you can choose which one you like, which ones you don't like. And it's funny because, for example, when I first moved to the UK, I used to always, at first there's this period when you're like, these people are so weird. Why do they do this way? It's so strange. Like, I want to go back to my country when we do things properly, right? But then after this resistance period, then you start realizing that who cares, you know? It's a different way to do things and it's valid too. And then little by little, you start actually appreciating that other way to do things. And then when you go back to your country, you realize that you're partially from the other country too. It's like a little bit of yourself stays in every place that you've ever lived in. And you somehow become from all the places at once and none of them. And it's funny, for example, when I went back to Spain, because I lived in London for a couple of years, and then I went back to Spain for like 1 year before I moved here to the States. And it's funny, this experience when you go back to your country after living abroad and you start seeing your country from a completely different point of view, right? Because you've always seen it as, you know, an insider, like I'm from this place and this is how we do things. And then when you come back, you see your country also from an outsider's point of view. And you start seeing it with other eyes and appreciate it in a different way. And that's really interesting, because now when I go to Spain, I see it as both as a local and also as a tourist, I guess, or as a visitor. And I have these two perspectives of my own country that also as a teacher are really helpful, because I can understand my students better and what they feel when they go to Spain and their cultural shock and all of that. Because I've also experienced that. I think everybody does. When you go back to your own country, you experience like reverse cultural shock, which is funny because you never think you're going to experience that. It's your country, right? And maybe you've been living there for 30 years and that's what you're used to. But actually, when you go back, it's like, now the Spaniards are weird or Americans or wherever you're from, right? So that's really interesting. living abroad sort of like expands your brain, and it's like it becomes a lot more flexible and a lot more tolerant and acceptant, I don't know how to say that, of other things and other ways to do things. So it's like you start thinking more out of the box, I guess.
You've been listening to the first part of my conversation with Ines Ramos. Tune in next week to hear more of our conversation. I invite you to sign up for free lesson guides and transcripts available in my monthly email updates at conversationswithkate.net. You can also send me comments through the contact page. I would love to hear from you. Thanks to Aaron Burdett for our music. This is Kate. Remember that every day is a gift. Thank you for listening. Until next time.